God says, I am over you. I am beside you. I am all around you. I am inside of you, and I am under you. We do not need to fear. Psalms 139 said, Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, you know when I get up. You understand all my thoughts from afar off. You comprehend my path and my laying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, you already know what it is.
Thank you for listening to the Calhoun Baptist Church podcast with Pastor Mark Abney. Brother Mark preached an uplifting sermon titled, Fear Not, and he read out of Isaiah chapter 41. And now, Brother Mark.
Okay, we're going to be looking in Isaiah chapter 41. So you can turn there in the Word of God. I trust you've got the Word with you. Isaiah chapter 41. For the last two Sundays, and maybe more, but two that I can remember, I've been beating on you, right? So the first, the 2 weeks ago, the title of the message was Christians and Politics. And then last week, we talked about Christian complacency. And so I've been kind of hard on you, and so I thought this Sunday I'd just preach an upbeat sermon, something to encourage you and lift you up. So the title of this message is called Fear Not, and Isaiah 41, 1 through 13. And would you stand with me as we read out of God's Word? Listen to me in silence, O coastlands. Let the people renew their strength. Let them approach, then let them speak. Let us together draw near for judgment. Who stirred up one from the east whom victory meets at every step? He gives up nations before him so that he tramples kings underfoot. He makes them like dust with his sword, like stubble with his bow. He pursues them and passes on safely by paths his feet have not trod. Who has performed and done this, calling the generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, the first, and with the last, I am He. The coastlands have seen and they are afraid. The ends of the earth tremble. They have drawn near and they come. Everyone to help his neighbor by saying to his strong brother, be strong. The craftsman strengthens a goldsmith, and he who smooths with a hammer, him who strikes with the anvil, saying to the soldering, it is good, and they have strengthened it with nails so that it cannot be moved. But you, Israel, and in the Bible, I always say this, any place you see Israel, you can just insert your name. But you, Mark, but you, Jim, but you, Jeff, but you, Surely, but you, Lori, but you, Isaiah, you, Israel, my servant Jacob, the offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I took from the ends of the earth and called from it its furthest corner, saying to you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not cast you off. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Behold, all who are incensed against you shall be put to shame and confounded. Those who strive against you shall be as nothing and perish. You shall see those who contend with you, but you shall not find them. Those who war against you shall be as nothing at all. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, for I am the one who helps you. Let us pray. Father God, take your word and brand it in our hearts. Lord, that it might be there forever. That Lord, when the world comes against us, when Satan comes against us, when troubles come, this word that we just read would come up in our minds. And we would see your word and we would hear your word and we would ruminate upon it. And Lord, it would bless us. And Lord, we would not fear. Hide me behind the cross and give me your words to speak today that we might hear from you. In Jesus' name I pray. And the church said, amen. You may be seated. First of all, I want to talk about God's purpose. Because God judges all the nations. Because God rules all rulers. Because God raised up every nation. Because God chooses his own people. Because God is our God. Because God is with us. Because God helps us. Because God strengthens us. Because God upholds us. We will not be afraid. We have the greatest assurance from God of who he is and what he will do for us. So we should not fear what man can do to us. Amen? It is God's purpose to deliver all who call upon his name from fear to peace and from bondage to freedom. It is God's purpose to give strength to his people, to judge all the nations, to cast down our enemies, and to deliver us from the evil one. Isaiah 40:31 says, "But those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings like eagles, and they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." In this verse and in Isaiah 41, we see God's purpose for his people. And his purpose is to love us. His purpose is to strengthen us. His purpose is to give us purpose on earth and purpose for life and a hope and a peace that passes all understanding. And he wants to walk with you and I. He wants to be our protector and our guide. He wants to be our closest friend. And that is his purpose for us. Secondly, I want to talk about God's promise. First was God's purpose, and here is God's promises from this text that we read. He said, "I am your God." We have the promise of God's leadership and protection. God is over us. Secondly, he said, "I am with you." God walks with us each step we take. And God is beside us. Thirdly, he said, "I will help you." God is always available to assist us in our walk, and he eagerly waits for us to call upon him for assistance and help in our lives. And God is all around us. Fourth, he said, "I will strengthen you." And God begins to strengthen us from within his spirit within us. And that strength is manifest in our walk. Amen? God is inside us. Fifthly, he says, "I will uphold you." We are able to stand firm in our walk because it is God who holds us up. You see, God is under us. God says, "I am over you. I am beside you. I am all around you. I am inside of you. And I am under you." We do not need to fear. Psalms 139 said, "Lord, you have searched me and you know me. You know when I sit down, you know when I get up. You understand all my thoughts from afar off. You comprehend my path and my laying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, you already know what it is. You have hedged me behind and before, and you laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is so wonderful for me. It is high. I can't even think about it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from the presence of God? If I went to heaven, God is there. If I went to hell, you are there also. If I take the wings of the morning and I dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand will lead me and your right hand will hold me. If I say, surely the darkness would cover me, even the night shall be like light about me. Indeed, darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to God. You formed me in my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, all my days were written, the days fashioned for me, when as there were none of them. I want to pause there just a second and say this. Every unborn child is a life that God created. He formed every person in the inward parts. When we were nothing but a substance, He knew us and He had our days in His mind. Every conceived child, born or unborn, is a life that God made and God loves and God wants to protect. 17, how precious are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more than the number of the sand. Can you think of that for a minute? God's thoughts towards you are greater than the sand numbers. That's a lot of thoughts. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them as my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxiety. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me into the way everlasting. The psalmist depicts in that psalm all the attributes of God and who He is to us and how much He loves us and how much He protects us from our enemies. Thirdly, is God's power. We do not need to worry about our future because God is all-powerful. The Bible teaches us about God and His attributes. God controls all nations and all rulers of every country. God rules over every people. Whether people admit it or not, all people fear God. Whether they're an atheist or not, it don't matter where they come from, what they think, what they believe, all people fear God. And why? Because they see God's works and they know that He is. And there's no excuse according to Romans. You cannot look out there and say there's no God. All people fear God because they fear His mighty power and His judgment. God is all-knowing. God is all-seeing. God is all-powerful. God is our Lord. He is Abba Father. All who are on God's side will rule with Him forever and ever. In conclusion, we don't fear because we know the purpose and the plans of God. We don't fear because we know the promises of God. We don't fear because we know the power of God. 2 Timothy 4, 7 through 12, and I'll conclude with this verse. It says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me as prisoner, but share with me in the sufferings for the gospel according to the power of God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his purpose and grace, which was given to us in Jesus Christ before time began, but has now been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who has abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, to which I was appointed a preacher, an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles. For this reason, I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Would you stand with me and pray? Father God, this morning, as your people, we can say that verse. The verse that says, I am not ashamed because I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that you are able to keep that which I've committed unto you against every day, until the day you take us home, Lord. Lord, this morning, there may be someone here that's never said yes to you. They've never asked you to come into their heart and be Lord of their life. They've never been granted the opportunity to have your Holy Spirit live inside them and be made one of your children and have a heavenly home forever. But Lord, today you call every person to that place where they would say yes to you. And Lord, you ask that we would admit that we are sinners. You ask that we would confess to you that we have sin in our heart. And then, Lord, you ask us to have your Son come into our life and forgive us of our sins. And then you put your Holy Spirit inside of us that we might know that we are your children, because you speak to us from our heart. Lord, I pray this morning, if there's one person here that's never said yes to you, that today would be the day of salvation for them, that today they might just say, Jesus, I believe that you're God's Son. I believe you died on the cross for my sins, and I have sin in my heart, and I ask you to come into my heart and forgive me of my sins and be Lord of my life. I believe that God raised you from the dead and you defeated death. And Lord, you will take me to heaven someday. Thank you for saving me. I love you. Lord, today as believers, maybe we've had some fear. Some fear from this pandemic that's going around. Some fear from the election coming up. Some fear from the things that are going on in our world, in our personal lives, in our walk, all around us, Lord. And Lord, they brought anxiety and fear into our heart. And Lord, we know the author of fear is none other than Satan himself. And so, Lord, we just ask Satan to leave. And Lord, you say if we rebuke the devil, he will flee from us. And so, Lord, we just rebuke him right now. And we say, Lord, get Satan away from me. And Lord, give me the power and the strength to overcome. Lord, help me to see the army that's out there that you have for us in the spiritual realm. And Lord, they're all around us. And Lord, we're surrounded by angels and by your people who are called by your name. And Lord, through that we have victory over death. And through that we have victory over this world. And Lord, even though we're in this world, we're not of the world. And Lord, you have given us the strength to overcome fear and anxiety. Nor do you say that if we would just pray with all supplication and cast all our cares before you, that our anxiety would go away. And so, Lord, we do that very thing. We just put everything at your feet. And Lord, we just take our hands off of it and say, it's yours. And Lord, as we do that, you free us from fear. Lord, give us peace, the peace that passes understanding. Give us strength to stand. And Lord, we are so grateful that you are above us, you're beside us, you're underneath of us, you're all around us, and Lord, you are in us. Lord, we love you. We need you every moment of every day. Have your will and your way during this invitation time. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We're going to be singing page 482.
We want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this week's podcast. Our prayer is that if you are touched by this message, that you will respond with action. If you would like to accept Christ as your Lord, we'd ask you pray the following prayer. Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner and I do not deserve eternal life, but I believe you died and rose from the grave to make me a new creation and to prepare me to dwell in your presence forever. Jesus, come into my life, take control of my life, forgive my sins, and save me. I am now placing my trust in you alone for my salvation, and I accept your free gift of eternal life. If you prayed this prayer with us today, then you know that you are truly saved. We'd love to hear from you so that we might connect in a meaningful way, encouraging you to be active in the local church and share the same saving message of Jesus Christ. Please feel free to email our pastor, visit our church, or find a Bible-believing local congregation near you. However you respond, please let us know.